Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on taking care of our planet. And this week we're all about foraging and making the most of what nature offers us. Very shortly we'll be speaking to a woman who knows all about this, the Green Witch of Firhouse, Phoebe Forn. But first, how aware are we of how nature can benefit us? We send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
Yeah, I would go for like botanical kind of an aromatherapy. So yeah, I would definitely go for natural.
I've done some Ahom masks and stuff like that. I think there was a chia seed mask I did once. And I think Ahom remedies in terms of teas.
For beauty products, probably. I always try to do like cruelty-free stuff, but medicines, no.
My aches and pains, I'd just be glad for anything that can cure me.
Yeah, I do consider a natural remedy sometimes.
I rely on herbs and spices. God gave us a planet full of natural remedies.
Isn't that the truth? And we're joined now by a woman in love with all things that grow wild and free. She's a herbalist, allotment queen. You'll often find her in the Dublin Mountains foraging for food, for plants, for medicinal purposes, skincare. It's no wonder they call her the Green Witch of Firhouse. We're joined now by Phoebe Forn. Phoebe, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. Before we talk about the benefits of foraging, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what sparked your interest in nature?
Yes, of course. I'm a local girl, Firhouse girl, born, bred and buttered. And you'll see me most days along the Dodder and through Bourne Abrina and the Dublin Mountains foraging with my little dog, Sika, finding wild Irish weeds. Nature has always coursed through my veins. Since I was a little girl, my parents would have always told us stories of animals and nature and wildlife. So it's always been very much a part of me. My dad was a fantastic outdoorsman. And after he passed, I suppose like most people who go through a grief, you realise you need something to ground you. And to me, the thing that called me was the ground itself.
Because as you say, Phoebe, there's magic on our doorsteps and it's all about living in harmony with nature and using it so that we respect the planet, but also allow the planet to help us as well.
Oh, 100%. The plants that I work with the most are the ones that people, I suppose, would see as being a nuisance. One of my biggest missions is to help people to connect with these wild plants and to realise that there's medicine, that there's magic, and also, importantly, there's heritage to it. All of us had a granny or an old remedy that's been passed down through the family. We all have a connection to nature somewhere.
So what can we do for anybody listening who is perhaps looking at their garden rather than just look at it thinking, well, that's of no value to anybody?
Right, well, right now we are at the most special and most incredibly exciting time of the year, spring. And now the earth is starting to give back to us again. So you'll actually start to see lots of exciting things growing in your garden. And before you go pulling them up, maybe do a little bit of a deep dive into what's there, because it could be way more benefit to you than you realize. So I would always tell people, start with the basic things that you'll definitely be able to identify, the likes of your dandelions, your daisies, nettles. Generally, when it comes to forage plants, we say, if you don't know what you're picking, don't touch it. But these are ones that we tend to all recognise. Most of us will have made daisy chains when we were growing up.
Absolutely.
As kids. Daisies are known as the poor arnica, and they have the exact same healing properties.
Yeah.
So bruising, hematoma, bites, scars, wounds, care of sunburn. You would know the saying, fresh as a daisy. Well, that's from the fact that daisies contain a really specific enzyme that take dead skin cells from your face, leaving you looking fresh as a daisy.
I never knew that.
So I would say, like, daisies are always a great one to start with. Actually, if you've got kids, instead of running over the lawnmower, pick them and you can mash them up in a little pestle and mortar with maybe some aloe vera, if you have an aloe vera plant, some of the gel from inside. And you can keep that, store that in your fridge, and that becomes a little healing balm, a little healing gel for bumps, bruises, wounds. But also, daisies are fantastic for female hormones. So you can actually pick them and maybe 8 little flower and make a tea out of them. They taste like honey. So if you actually put them in a little cup with your boiling water, and I'd always add extra honey and lemon into it to enhance the flavour, and that will actually help female hormones.
No way, really?
They're fully edible as well. So like, you can sprinkle them over your salad as well. We're in a cost of living crisis, and to me, there is nothing more sustainable in the world. There's no more sustainable resource than wild weeds, because no matter how many times pull them up by the neck,
they come back
fighting.
That's
true. Because in most cases, you tend to walk by these plants and not pay much attention to it. Whereas when you start to kind of open your nature eyes, I suppose, it kind of gets a little bit addictive and you're like, oh, well, what's that one do? What's this one do? How do I work with that plant? And there's very easy ways of doing it. I would always say to people, like, there's lovely apps like Picture This that will help to steer you in a direction as to what the genus of a plant is. Not all plants are created equal. And by that, I mean, not all plants are created for us. Some are for wildlife. Some are for our pollinators. Not all of them are for us to use. So to be just, if you are going to kind of go down this lovely road of foraging and working with wild plants, just make yourself aware of what you're doing first.
I suppose we all have an idea that there is so much magic on our doorstep and in our gardens, but we forget, we get so caught up in life, and then we go and we spend fortunes on buying man-made things that just mimic what actually is there in the natural world for us. All we need to do is take a little bit more time.
Absolutely. A little bit of curiosity. Be intrigued by what's there. Mother Nature was very clever to put all the medicine that we need at our feet. So if you just open up your little nature eyes a little bit, you'll see so much beauty in the wild.
Fabulous. Phoebe Forn. And if you want to find out more about what Phoebe does, you have your website, forager.ie, and you're on Facebook as well.
Facebook and Instagram, everywhere you'll find me.
Everywhere. Absolute pleasure to have you on Hours to Protect this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Phoebe. And that's this week's Hours to Protect. A reminder, if you've missed any of our previous episodes, we've had some fascinating conversations over the last few months. You can listen back right now to all of them on our website. And indeed, you can find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative there too. sunshineradio.ie/Hours to Protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for listening. And I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun Naman with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.